Yutes Cheshvan, 8th of November, Rabbi Chaim Perlman, Hilches Chuppas V'Kiddushin.
Days of Kippurah, the wedding process consisted of two parts, the Kiddushin, and usually a minig was they waited 12 months, and after the 12 months there was Nisuin, which is represented by the chuppah. Nowadays, since the days of Rashi, days of the Rishonim, we have the Kiddushin and Nisuin together. We don't have this gap of 12 months. And in fact, there's a cherem of the Rabbonis HaRoshis in Eretz Yisrael. Nobody's allowed to be Mesader Kiddushin without doing the chuppah immediately. But that's really another subject, which I'm not really discussing this morning. What I wanted to discuss is what happens in the case where you want to do the chuppah, but sadly, there isn't a minyan. This could arise in a little village, and people want to get married, and they haven't got a minyan. It certainly happened in the Soviet Union, where in those days it was to do a wedding. A dangerous thing to do, so they had to get married in secret. The question is, can you perform such a chuppah? And the shaila is raised in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, Nishal HaRashbo. The Rashbo was asked the following question. Al ir she'in bo asoro b'nei odom. You've got a city where you don't have 10 people, the Birchas HaNesuyim. The Gemara says, the Minayin Birchas Chasanim Basoro. The Moran Ksuba says the Birchas Chasanim, the brochas, the Sheva brochas, can only be said with a minyan. So can you do the chuppah and without the Sheva brochas? Or maybe even without a minyan, possibly, you could say recite the Sheva brochas. So the Rashba says categorically, says the Rashba, if you can't get a minyan together, Birchas Chasanim Eino Pochus Be'asoro, that's the psak of the Gemara, and therefore there is no way that one can recite the Birchas Chasanim without having a minyan. That's what the Rashba says. Beis Yosef understood from this Rashba that if you can't recite the Birchas Chasanim, then it means you can't do the chuppah either. It's not quite what the Rashba says. The Rashba says there's no way that you can recite the Birchas Chasanim without a minyan. The Rashba didn't actually discuss whether you can perform the chuppah. But that was the understanding of the Beis Yosef, that from this Rashba you see that you can't go ahead and do the chuppah. And then he quotes, says the Beis Yosef, Obekisme Maria Israelen, that's the Trumas Adeshe, Kosev B'Shem Teshuvas HaMaimini, De'ein Brochas Me'akves Di'evet, Brochas are not Me'akev Me'di'evet, the Mistavro. The Gemara says, "Kalo b'lo brocho." It's the Mesechtes Ketanas of Mesechtes Kalo. It's not brought in Babli or Yerushalmi, this statement of the Mesechtes Kalo. Rashi and Tosas both quoted, the Rishonim quoted, but it's not actually brought in Shas, Babli, or Yerushalmi. It's a Mesechtes Kalo. That Kalo b'lo brocho osura lebalo kenido. That a Kalo, where you don't say the Sheva brochas, and clearly the context of Sheva Brochas, you don't recite the Sheva Brochas, is forbidden to be with her husband, kenido, like a nido. So the Chuvis Maimon, he says, yes, it's true, it says, mikalo b'lo brocho asura lebalo kenido, hainu b'lo chupa. When it says kalo b'lo brocho, it doesn't really mean brocho. What it means is chupa. Because, and normally we associate the Sheva Brochas with the chupa. So when it says kalav below brocha, it means kalav below chupa osura lebalo kenido. But the brochas themselves are not actually ma'akev, and therefore she would be permitted to be with the husband, even if the sheva brochas were not recited. In the old days, you say you go to a kiddush, you're making a brocha. A brocha was sometimes used in the sense of a substitute for the term kiddush. And similarly here, the brocha is used because the brocha, you normally make sheva brochas at a chuppah. So it says kalah below Bracha, but it really means kala b'lo chupa, also the bala kinida, which is a regular deal. Of course, without a chupa, she's only an arusa, and that's clear. The cholate is that without a chupa, she's forbidden to be with her husband. That's the tshuva of Maimoni. The ain brachas me akvas di'evit, and we start with the kala b'lo bracha asura the bala kinida, hainu b'lo chupa. At the knockout, below bracha lefisha osin bracha b'shas nisuin. That's what the Hagos Maimoni says.
What is the ceremony of the erusin?
Sorry?
What is the ceremony of the erusin? Not the real.
We're not dealing with erusin. We're dealing with the. It will take us to. Yeah, well, that's another subject.
What is chuppah without the erusin? What is chuppah without the brachas?
Chuppah, you stand under the chuppah and you don't make the brachas.
Just
no shadow brachas.
Well,
that's what we're discussing. That the a chuppah can be. We'll see in the lashon of the Rambam in a moment. Take a kosher bracha. A borei pri hagafen is you can make a borei pri hagafen any time. You want to make a borei pri hagafen, you don't have to make a borei pri hagafen. But that's not shiva brachas. And a nokah below bracha b'shoes and bracha b'shas nesuin says the and that says the tshuva is mine. The chisalo al datecho imein b'medino asoro. Could you have such a havamina? If you can't get 10 people together, there's not in the whole town, there's not 10 people. Shalotinose isho mishum brichus chasanim b'asoro. So it's not a svara that you shouldn't be able to go ahead and do a chuppah. Says the Bez Yosef, ein devorov nirin. The matana huzu, einochanami. If kala b'lo bracha asura lebal o kenido, Bez Yosef took it literally. So if you can't do the brachas, then she's also the balak and needle, and therefore, says the Bez Yosef, you can't go ahead and do the chasna. And if you haven't got 10 people, then lotinose isha, in a chanami, you can't go ahead and do a chuppah. So the Bez Yosef takes the extreme view, if you like, and that is how he learns the pshat in the Rashbo. It's not quite in the Rashbo, but that's how the Bez Yosef understood the Rashbo, to say that the kalabla brocha or surah lebala kanida means literally that, and if you can't do the sheva brochas, and there's no way you can make sheva brochas without a minion, I mean, maybe you can't go ahead and do the chuppah, and therefore they'll have to, you can't go ahead, the chuppah will have to be cancelled, and you can't do a chuppah. Comes along the Darkei Moshe, and the Darkei Moshe brings this Tshuvas Maimoni, and he agrees with the Tshuvas Maimoni that. You can't really stop the chuppah going ahead. Clearly, you wouldn't make the sheva brachas because without a minyan, you can't make sheva brachas. But the chuppah would go ahead, and the chuppah would go ahead, and therefore, like the Hagos Maimoni says, but the brachas are only ma'akev, only a lechatchila. But the eved, you can't do the brachas. It's not ma'akev the chuppah. So you have here machlokas between the mechaba and the ramon. The ramon, the darkei moshe. What does the Rambam have to say on the subject? The Rambam, I quote you the Rambam. Rambam says, first of all, he says, Arusa Asura Lebala Midivri Sotra. The Rambam says clearly, an Arusa is forbidden to a husband unless you have a chuppah. And then he continues, but Kivin Shenichn Soha Arusa Le Chuppah, once the Arusa goes under the chuppah, so the chuppah is a matter for the aruso to get married to her husband. Even though they haven't had relations, but nonetheless, that is the chuppah is a valid chuppah. Then he says, "V'tzorich levorich birchas chasanim kodem anesuin." The Rambam shita is the birchas chasanim kodem anesuin. That's a detail. And then he says, "V'ein mevorich birchas chasanim elo ba'asoro." And he continues, "Hamaris eso isho uborich birchas chasanim v'lo nisyached imo." One who has erusin and he made the birchas chasanim v'lo nisyached imo bebeisa adayin arusahi. If you have birchas chasanim without the yichud, she's still an aruso. She ain't birchas chasanim oisa hanisuin elo kenisa lechuppah. The birchas chasanim doesn't make the chuppah. It's a tenai, but it doesn't make the chuppah. The chuppah is the yichud or havor lebeisoi. That is matzah, and the birchas chasanim doesn't make the chuppah. Then he carries on ires lekines lechuppah. However, if there has been erusin and the kala has been taken under the chuppah, the lo beirich birchas chasanim, says the Rambam, and doesn't say why, and no Birchas Chasanim were not. They didn't make the brachas of Birchas Chasanim. Harezu Nesuo Gemuro. This is a proper Nesuo because the Birchas Chasanim don't create the chuppah. The chuppah is independent of the Birchas Chasanim. Bechozo Mavorich Afilu Achar Kama Yomim. So the Rambam clearly says that the Birchas Chasanim is not miyakev the chuppah. You can go ahead with the chuppah, but later you'll have to do the Birchas Chasanim. Bechozo Mavorich Afilu Achar Kama Yomim. And then he adds, "V'tzorich lichtav kesubo kodem dichas olachuba ve'achar kach yeh motav ishta." The contrast between not making Birchas Chasanim and not making having a kesuba is quite striking in the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you didn't have Birchas Chasanim, the chuba can go ahead. Later, yes, you've got to do Birchas Chasanim, but it's not an ikur. It's not an ikur, and you've got afidu achar kama yomim. You can do the Birchas Chasanim even after many days. I have to define what it means by after many days. That's the Rambam. After you can do the Birchas Chasanim later. And is the Rambam saying they can't be living together? It doesn't say that. And you can see that from the next statement, because the Rambam says, if there's no Kesubah, then Tzorech Lichter Kesubah, Kodim Kenisho Lechubah, Ve'achar Kach, Yemutah Be'ishtoi. When it comes to Kesubah, he says, if there's no Kesubah, you have to write the ksuba first in order to be matel ishta. When it comes to Birchas Chasanim, he doesn't say that. He just says, and you have the chuba, you should do a Birchas Chasanim. If you didn't do Birchas Chasanim, do it later. It doesn't say it's also the balo. With the ksuba, it says if there's no ksuba, then it says also the balo. Clearly mashma from the Rambam that the isho is muta the balo, even though there's been no Birchas Chasanim. And the Birchas Chasanim you'll do later. You've lost out on the mitzvah of Birchas Chasanim. It's not mitzvah in Amukha, but later you'll do the Birchas Chasanim. That's the Pashtus HaRamba. The difficulty is the Mechaber himself in Simen Nun Hei in Eben Ezer Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ramba. So you have a stira in the Bez Yosef. The Bez Yosef says, if you haven't got 10, he disputes the Chuvas Maimini. Kala Bula Brocha Asura Lebalo Kanido. And therefore says the Bez Yosef, not only can you not make the brachas? Certainly you can't make the brachas without a minyan. You can't even go ahead with the chuppah. And here the Rambam, and of course he also quotes the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam says quite clearly, and as quoted in the Shulchan Aruch as well, that the brachas, you can make li'achar kama yomim, and the Bais Yosef quotes the Rambam. This is not my kasha, but the pashtus in the Rambam is not like the Bais Yosef. The Bais Yosef quotes the Rambam. So Rav Avadya comes along and says, and he quotes from the Chidor and others, that the Bais Yosef understood in the Rambam, that when the Rambam says, Ires bekinis nechupu v'lavirich birchas chasanim harezu nesua gemuro, that doesn't mean it's a heta lebalo. The Rambam also will hold, she's also the balo kenido. But it's, the chupa is a valid chupa in the sense that the chupa achieves that she's a nesua, she's a married person, the gabi yerusha, the gabi tumo, the husband has got a chiyuv to rachmana lislan to bury the wife and all, and the other aspects of the kinyan of the chuppah. That's all the Rambam means, but it's still asura lebalo. The chuppah can go ahead and asura lebalo. That's how the others want to suggest the pshat in the Rambam, but I must say the pashas of Rambam would not seem to be to go like that.
Ring, kesef, the ring.
That's kiddushin. That's something. What's the kiddushin? Something else. Kiddushin's taking place. Kiddushin's nothing to do with the nesuin. Kiddushin has. We're not talking about kiddushin. We're talking about nesuin, the chub. As I say, in those days, the nesuin is completely separate from the kiddushin. Nowadays, we do the two things together. Now, the Rambam mentions that. Liacha yomim rabim, after many days, then you can perform the acha yomim rabim, it would be permitted to make the brachas, or you should make the brachas, liacha yomim rabim. What do we mean by liacha yomim rabim? The Yamsha Shlomo in Ksubas says as follows. He quotes Rabbeinu Yono, and he says, just as you have with Birchas Hamozen, someone has eaten, is eating bread. So then he forgets to bench, he goes away, and a couple of hours later he remembers he didn't bench. So what's halacha? Halacha is, it depends whether there's been an ichul hamozoin, he fully digested the food or not. If you still can feel the food, he's not fully, you're not starving again, then you can still make birchas hamozoin, you have to make birchas hamozoin again. But if it's liacha ichul hamozoin, whatever the shia of ichul hamozoin is, in other words, it's the, you've long forgotten the meal, you're now ready for another meal, you're hungry, it's too late to make a birchas hamozoin. It's fafan, you've lost out on the mitzvah of birchas hamozoin. Says the Yamshur Shlomen, the same thing is with regard to birchas, he's talking birchas erusin, and who are doing birchas nisuin. If you didn't do the birchas chasanim at the appropriate time, which is b'shas achupa, then we compare the sheva brachas to like ichul hamozen, and therefore as long as you're sort of involved in the nisuin, then you could still make the sheva brachas later. How long would that be? So the Yamshur Shlomo suggests that would be during the Shivas Yemei Amishta. You've got 7 days of celebrating the wedding. That's the Yamshur Shlomo. I must say it doesn't really fit in too well with the Loshon of the Rambam, because the Rambam says, Yomim Rabim. If you look in the Orach HaShulchan, he goes to the Yamshur Shlomo, and the Orach HaShulchan says as follows, V'efshad yafilu achas man rab, Omrim Hasheva Brochas, Kimin Shadayin Lo Omra, since he hasn't yet said them, V'chein Moira Loshin HaRambam, She'kosav Dim Lo Birchus Chasanim, Mevorchim Afilu Acha Kamo Yomim. Kamo Yomim is not Mashma Yeshiva Shimei Amishta. So maybe it means Acha Kamo Yomim, it could be a Svara, maybe Shona Rishona, the whole year, you still can say perhaps the Sheva Brochas if you haven't actually said Sheva Brochas. The Yamshur Shlomo says Shiva Shimei Amishta.
And on the entire marriage, maybe.
It's not mistabik. Liacha kamayomim after. It's not mistabik. If you know, and certainly the Rabbeinu Yonah makes this comparison to birchas hamozen, then it's it would seem unlikely. So that, what do we have here? Let's perhaps summarize. We've got four shittas, if you like. The most extreme shitta is the shitta of the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef says, if you can't get a minion together, not only can you not make Sheva Brochas, no leeway, you can't make Sheva Brochas, you can't get married. And it's forbidden to get married, and that's the psak of the Beis Yosef. And so Paskins Rav Avadia. The Rav Avadia had a shayla, Rav Avadia Yosef, in a place where it's impossible to get a minion together, you're not allowed to get married. That's the psak of Rav Avadia. But I must say that the rove poskim do not seem to go along with that. The second shitta would be, yes, you can get married b'di'eved, and there's no sheva brochas, but you could say, like the Tshuvas Maimoni, it says, kala below brocha asura lebalo kedido, it lavdavka below brocha, means below chuppah, and therefore you can get married, and she would be permitted to her husband. There's no brochas. Brochas are not miyakev. Brochas are not miyakev. When, as the Rambam says, whenever you can, do the brochas later. And therefore, which is that's the pashas solution of the Rambam. The Rambam also doesn't mention kala below brocha asura lebalakan. He doesn't mention it at all. So that would be the second shitta, like the Tshuvas Maimoni, the most naked, if you like. Get married without a minion, and yes, don't make the brachas, and she'd still be permitted to her husband, because b'di'eved, and b'di'eved, the brachas would not be a miyakeh. That's the pashtus of the Tshuvas Maimoni. We had a third position. Yes, you can get married, but it would be osa lebalo until you make the brachas. That would be, in other words, not like the Yagos Maimoni, the kala b'lo brocho means kala b'lo chupa. Kala b'lo brocho means literally kala b'lo brocho. So, you can get married, and if you haven't made the brochas, in a chanami, it's like a chubas nido, where clearly you can get married, but she's not permitted to her husband. And therefore, as long as you haven't made the brochas, you'd be forbidden to her husband.
If they get married, what do you mean get married? What has she done? What have they done?
If they do get married, what have they done in a bit? It was like a...
What causes them to you to say they've got married? What have they done?
What does that mean?
Under the chuppah.
But they have to go under the chuppah.
You stand under the chuppah, or you have yichud. Yichud without the sheva brachas. it'll be a little bit of flat. I mean, the musicians and the will be the chazan will be put out of joint. But nonetheless, you can have a chuppah and you go to the cheder yichud and you don't make a brachas. You make a bar prayer goffin on a cup of wine. You're mixing up the kiddushin and the nisuin. In those days, the kiddushin was nothing to do with the nisuin. Nowadays, we put the kiddushin. The kiddushin doesn't have to take place under the chuppah. The kiddushin is something completely separate. You're getting confused with kiddushin and the nisuin. We're talking about nisuin, chuppah alone.
What is this marriage I'm talking about? All he does is stand under a chuppah.
That's right.
Yeah. And say,
as you said, he takes her into his rishon or have yichud. Take a feel
of
that. It'd be a problem because it'd be a chuppah snidah because there is no yichud. Now I'll have to retract on that one. Maybe there'd be no yichud. I'll have to think about that one. But I'll call upon him, you can stand under the chuppah. Stand under the chuppah. Yeah. And you have a chuppah, you have a lot of flowers and chuppah, and you can have a band, you can play music, you can play, and you can say, sing all sorts of songs, but you can't say the Shema Brachos.
It says nothing, it does nothing. Yeah.
What about a kinyan with tzabas?
He's asking that again. The kinyan, that's kiddushin. Kiddushin is taking place 12 months ago. It's nothing to do with the chuppah. That's the same question again.
Can you clarify the two stages?
Two completely different stages. All right, so the second shita, that's the third shita. It's permitted to get married, but she'd be osa lebalo until you make the Sheva Brachos. How long, and so what happens after Shiva, supposing let's say during the whole Shiva Simeah Mishnah, you couldn't make the Sheva Brachos, and then you've no longer got a chiyuv to make Sheva Brachos. If you've no longer got a chiyuv to make Sheva Brachos, then it should be mutar lebalo. Or according to the Aruch HaShulchan, possibly a whole year. After a year, she's forbidden for Yomim Rabim. Yomim Rabim, as long as you've got a chiyuv to make the Sheva Brachos, then she's forbidden to her husband. Because kalav lebrocha asul lebalo, not like a ghost family. Kalav lebrocha asul lebalo kenido. But when that chiyuv passes, after the Yomim Rabim, however you define the Yomim Rabim, you got the definition of the Yom Shlomo, Yomim Rabim means Shiva Simeah Mishnah, well, there's no longer a chiyuv to say Sheva Brachos. It's expired now. She's Mutar Lebalo.
Because this part is Yomim Mea years.
Well, maybe. I'm just saying, the Archshul doesn't actually say a year. That's just my suggestion. He says Yomim Rabim. Well, how do you define Yomim Rabim? The Yom Shlomo says after Shiva Simeah Mishnah. Let's go with the Yom Shlomo. So after Shiva Simeah Mishnah, there's no chiyuv to make Sheva Brachos. There's no chiyuv to make Sheva Brachos. She's no longer Kala B'lo Bracha. There's no chiyuv, so therefore she's permitted. So that's the third shita. After the Yomim Rabim. So we've got a fourth shita.
It says Kama Yomim. It doesn't say Yomim Rabim.
It says acha loshon of Rambam, acha kama yomim.
Kama yomim.
Yeah, kama yomim. It's loshon of Rambam. Acha acha kama yomim.
Kama yomim. It is. It's not.
It's the loshon of the Rambam.
It was never yomim rabbin.
Yeah. Umuvorech afilu acha kama yomim. It's the loshon of the Rambam. All right. So acha kama yomim. Yeah, you could interpret it as like a Shiva Simeah. As Yomim Rav was my addition, which is quite right. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, Afilo Achas Man Rav. Not quite Yomim Rav. Right, so apparently that would seem to imply more than Shiva Simeah.
So I was thinking Yomim Rabim in
the Gilash when you have that. Yeah. It's a Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. Mavorcha Afilo Acha Kama Yomim. And that Afilo Acha Kama Yomim, which the Torah means more than Shiva Simeah. That's the third shitter, which has two options. And then you get the fourth shitter. The fourth shitter, which is, these are shitter of the Noda B'Yehuda. Although the Gemara says quite clearly that Ramosha takes it absolutely literally, it's true of Ramosha, takes it quite literally, that you cannot make Birchas Chasanim unless you have a minion. And there is a Noda B'Yehuda. And the Noda B'Yehuda is brought in the Pisgei Teshuva. And the Noda B'Yehuda says, "B'shas hadachak, b'di'eved. If you made the Sheva Brachos without a minion, then you wouldn't repeat the Sheva Brachos. The Yotze. We have a klal, kol shas hadachak shebidi'eved. Who says b'di'eved? If you made the Sheva Brachos without a minion, you do not repeat the Sheva Brachos. That's brought in the Pesach. Many poskim disagree with the Noda B'Yehuda, but so of course, certain Noda B'Yehuda is the Noda B'Yehuda. It's brought in the Pesach Shuva. They say Rav Poskim seem to disagree with the Noda B'Yehuda. But the Noda B'Yehuda says this: if you make Bidi Ebed, if you made the Sheva Brachos without a minion, that you wouldn't repeat the Shema Brachas. Now, we have a klal in halacha, kol shas adchak kibidi evidomi. And therefore, in a shas adchak kibidi evidomi means, in a shas adchak lechachila, you can make, according to the Nodi Biyudi, you should be able to make the Shema Brachas without a minyan. And therefore, there's a suggestion in such a situation where it's a shas adchak. If you're going to say, don't make the Shema Brachas, and you take on that the Chosn and Kala can't live together, not like the Agos Mami, and you're Choshish for the Kala B'lo Brocho Asura L'Balo Kenido, and you're not going to have the opportunity to make a Shema Brochas, perhaps for 7 days, according to the Aruch HaShul, but even more than 7 days, a month, whatever it is, then surely that's Einach HaShas Adchak Godel Mizeh. If it's a Shas Adchak, maybe we can be Somech on the Nodi B'Yehuda, and if you're Somech on the Nodi B'Yehuda, therefore, you can get married, make the Shema Brochas without a minion, because the Shas Adchak becomes like the Chathchila, then it will be Materis Lebalo immediately. And that is a suggestion which is in the Shuvah of the Hechal Yitzhak of Rav Herzog. So we have, let's say, four positions here. You've got the Bez Yosef says, you can't do the Chasta whatsoever, that's how Rav Avadia Yosef paskins. You cannot do the Chuppah at all, they can't get married. You get the position, you can get married, and you can get married, and they're completely, and the Mutter Lebala, you haven't done the Sheva Brochas. Kala below Brocha does not mean below Brocha, it means Kala below Chuppah. And the Brochas are not Miyake. That's the second position. Third position is, you can get married, but you can't make the Brochas. And during the time, as long as there's a potential of making the Brochas as also the Bala, after that potential of making the Brochas has expired, after Shivas Yomim, after Chodesh, whatever it is, then, in such a case, then she'd be Mutter the Bala. And you get the fourth position, go ahead with the Chuppah, and then make the Brochas, even without a minion, and then she'd be Mutter the Bala completely. All right, those are the four shittas, and we'll leave it at that. Yeah.